Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Larry Peach is the athletic director over at the University of Memphis. Some big news today. In terms of picking up the pieces and, you know, getting back to some semblance of normalcy and, you know, hopefully inching closer to a football season. Laird joins us now. Laird, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. It's nice to be on and be able to talk about some positive progress here.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's
all with you.
Let's sort of dive into that. You guys announced today over at the University of Memphis that Phase Zero will be launched on June the 6th. So how many phases are there? Is it a four-phase plan? Is it a three-phase plan? How many phases are we going to have to work through here?
You know, we've identified four phases. Ours are, you know, everybody, phases seem like to be kind of the buzzword of how all these things are managed. For us, ours starts with a phase zero, which is essentially, I'm calling it sort of a screening and acclimation period where you will have no workouts. You'll go through testing, physicals, questionnaires, be able to, isolate student-athletes that may be coming from high-risk areas, you know, all those kind of things to just make sure we're here and safe. And then, you know, then it moves into a phase one where we'll have workout groups that are much smaller in nature, a lot, you know, very controlled access, et cetera. And then that kind of lessens over time in terms of the restrictiveness of what we allow. But, you know, obviously there's going to be a new normal, as they say, and, you know, ongoing social distance guidelines, screening, you know, cleaning parameters, all those things will remain throughout all the phases.
Ideally, Laird, in terms of the time between the movement to each phase, Memphis was 2 weeks there from phase one, I think, to phase two. Is there, what do you envision there? And obviously, things can change.
Initially, it'll be time frames like that, like a 10 to 14 day type time frames. Particularly, it'll be more regimented on the front end for football, which will be the first to start for us. So they'll be allowed to come back starting June 6th with the phase zero beginning then, and essentially take all that next week with a goal of starting around the 15th for phase one, but. You know, certainly that's going to be depend on how things go and how you monitor how we monitor the process, the outcomes of all those tests and questionnaires, et cetera. As we move on into weeks ahead, and we have other sports that are phased in over time, that those time frames may adjust.
In terms of obviously, there's a lot of discussion across the country about testing. Is your testing going to be for symptomatic athletes? Is that sort of the approach right now?
So for us, and as you said, it's sort of different everywhere, depending on kind of local guidelines, parameters, and availability. So we've been able to partner with AEL Labs, which is a local company based here in Memphis. And talked to David Smalley here a couple weeks ago, the start of a process that allowed us to partner with them to go through testing. So apparently I learned they're one of the top in the Mid-South. They're like 800 employees. They work with 150 hospitals, so they're certainly well-equipped, have done thousands upon thousands of these tests already. So for us, what we're going to be able to do is do a baseline test for all of our student athletes as they come in, as well as all of our staff that are having any direct interaction with student athletes, and which are really going to be the staff that come back at this point. You know, for us, we're going to manage it to where our staff are phasing in a way that allow us to accommodate and serve our student athletes.
So just kind of bottom line, it sounds like you guys will be in a place where you have the capacity to test the student athletes and the staff that interact with them when they get on campus. Is that a sort of fair assumption?
Yes, that's what we're doing. Correct,
Laird. How expensive or inexpensive an endeavor is that? When it comes, but I've wondered that. That's part of we all said return to anything is going to include testing. Are you getting help with that? How expensive an endeavor is being the ability to test everyone?
You know, AEL Labs has been a good partner there and working with us. We're certainly hopeful that we can get some other partners moving forward to help us offset costs as those things continue to play out over time. For right now, we are focused on these baseline tests, and it's certainly not inexpensive, but it's something we feel like we can manage, and it's the right thing to do for us. And now as those things progress, and depending on how much testing is, for instance, required from the conference or the NCAA as we get into seasons and competition, that could be absolutely challenging. So there's many unanswered questions down the road. Right now we're focused on sort of right what's ahead of us.
Well, in terms of peace of mind, right, because I think that's what we're all sort of trying to have at this. How much of a peace of mind does that give you, knowing that you have the capacity to do that, to be able to screen and test people, and you can really sort of work based on the information that comes back and isolate and trace and all that? How much of a peace of mind for does that give you as an AD that you can do that?
Well, I think it's certainly helpful, but it's one of, testing is one of many things. I mean, there's all kinds of safety protocols that we're putting in place. You know, you'll have daily screening where they come in to get a temperature and pulse ox testing as they enter. They have to do a questionnaire that, talks about any kind of symptoms, who they've been around recently, et cetera. And then they get a wristband as they just even access the facility. So, you know, we've got all kinds of cleaning guidelines and requirements that are going to take place. So it's one of a kind of a mini layered process that hopefully give you that peace of mind.
Right.
But, at the same time, you got to constantly be very thoughtful and cautious. You don't want to be overconfident in any way, shape, or form. This is not a time to be lax in any way. It's certainly not going to be a normal situation, but I am very confident in our plan, and that we've been very thoughtful. We've engaged, all the different guidelines that are out there, and advice from the NCAA, the city, all kinds of different. Seems to be a new sort of guideline every day that you have to go back and check against.
Yeah.
But I'm confident we're doing all the right things there. And then, it's a matter of us managing it right. And it's a matter of the student athletes, doing their part and being smart, following the guidelines. And their behavior both on and off campus is going to impact our ability to manage it appropriately.
Well, I think you guys are certainly really leading the way and setting a really good example in terms of how to do that in the safest and in the best way. We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis AD Laird Beach here on the show. For you as an AD, these coaches, I mean, you got a first-year coach in Ryan Silverfield, who's trying to instill his culture. You got a hyper-competitive guy on the other side with Penny Hardaway. I'm assuming that you're probably hearing from them constantly about getting back. How much of a sort of balancing act is that for you? You played the game. You understand, what goes into, these seasons. They want to come back, but you also have to say, listen, it's just, that's not our protocol. We have to do this the right way. How much of a balancing act is that for you as an AD?
Well, I think it's a constant balancing act for all of us. I will tell you that truthfully, Penny, Ryan, really all of our coaches have been, very smart, level-headed, really thoughtful about this situation. They recognize this is not a time to push too far. You don't necessarily always want to be first. You want to be thoughtful and smart and about how we approach it. And there's a balance between, factoring in the competitive edge versus, the safety piece and making sure we're being smart and thoughtful about what we're doing. So I'm competitive. We're all competitive if we're in this profession. So We all have this this drive and desire to, you know, to provide those opportunities for student athletes to get back and train. But you know, and the student athletes do too. But we got to do it the right way and be really thoughtful. And that's why we're taking that phased approach and, you know, do it in such a way that allows us to kind of manage the numbers, manage our resources, learn from the process as we go. You know, there's some schools that are coming in on June 1st. There's some that are, you know, into July, and you know, that's why we felt like kind of a little more of an early kind of a mid level is appropriate and will allow us to, you know, to learn from others and learn from ourselves.
Is your expectation, Laird, that if the numbers continue to look good and this phase plan goes through and folks are able to safely, your student athletes, coaches are safely able to come back, that you'll be able to have some fans and stands when it comes to, you know, for this football program this fall?
You know, I've maintained from the beginning that I'm really optimistic about how this will play out from a competitive standpoint. I do expect us to have fans in one way, shape, or form. But, you know, at the same time, there's all those things are still to be determined. And, you know, frankly, they're going to be determined by, you know, a much broader scale than just Memphis, right?
Sure.
There's a lot of folks involved in those decisions. And we'll all collectively get to the right place. So for right now, we are optimistic. We believe we'll have competitions. I do believe it'll likely look different, and whether that is the fan configurations or the timing or whatever it may be. But we're going to right now focus on getting our student athletes back and putting ourselves in the best position we can to manage the competitions when and that access when it comes.
Do you think people are prepared, Laird, for how different it may look? Like, I mean, this, you know, hopefully it's not that different, right? Hopefully we get to a place in September and October, wherever, whenever it may be, and it doesn't have to look that different. But do you think people are prepared for how different it may look?
Well, frankly, I don't think any of us have been prepared for any of this, right? I mean, if you look back at the whole process, it's all been so unique and different, and it's challenging for us to get our minds around this to begin with. So, at the same time, I believe, you know, people tend to adjust, and we're looking at different models. We're starting to learn what the possibilities are. We're, you know, going to continue to learn and grow from that and be ready when, you know, whenever it is determined exactly what we can and can't do. But I think people will adjust, and I think people will be excited to get out there and in whatever way we can support the Tigers and enjoy being a part of it again.
Well, we know the program needs it, Laird. It's not just Memphis. It's everywhere. And particularly, it seems, in the conference. Saw where Danny White said that they'd have a $30 million problem if no fans in seats. If no fans, and we're certainly hoping that there are some there, whatever the number is, what are we looking at here, Laird, in terms of the problems physically that you'd be facing?
They're certainly not small problems. I'm not going to put a number on it because I think, you know, at this point it's so difficult to predict exactly what that structure or outcome would be. And frankly, I do believe we will have competitions, and I believe we'll have, you know, some level of fans, and you know, I'm going to focus there first. But it's not a small impact. I mean, even if we are in a position where we can have fans, but there's not as many, then we're going to have some financial and resource challenges to deal with. And, you know, we're modeling all those things too, and we're going to make every decision we can to put us in our best position to manage the financial piece as well. In the end, so much of that has to sort of play out over time.
I know we asked you this about 2.5 weeks ago, but since then we had a father of a top 100 recruit in basketball come on and say that the other schools recruiting his son against Penny Hardaway are saying, hey, what about Penny's contract situation? We'd ask you about that 2.5 weeks ago, but is that something you're constantly working on with him now going into the, third and final of that memorandum of understanding? Is that something that has to be right now with where you are on the back burner? Where are you all at on that right now?
You know, it's really in the same place as it was before.
Okay.
I mean, we have really good conversations, but you know, I just don't feel like, I know Penny doesn't feel like that this is the right appropriate time to address it. It's kind of like the conversation we had earlier. There's times when you know, the competitive piece should drive certain decisions and behavior. And there's times when we need to be cautious of, you know, the fact that we've got extreme unemployment and we've got really, really big challenging problems in our city. The financial piece that is yet to be really understood or determined for athletics and for the university. There's just a lot of things out there that have to be managed. And, you know, the great thing is we have a coach we know we want. He knows that he wants to be here, and he recognizes the situation as well as I and, you know, everybody else does. So we'll work through that. I'm really confident we'll work through that at the right appropriate time.
You know, every time we talk to Ryan Silverfield on this show, he's doing the hit, you know, looking out from his office wistfully at what will soon be the Taj Mahal over there of the indoor practice facility. He dreams about it, and I can understand. I mean, this is something that I think is going to be huge for him. You know, you just obviously got here in October, but this has been a project they've been working on for quite some time. How you know, imperative is it that this happens, and what will it mean for Memphis and the university to, you know, finally complete construction on this indoor facility?
It is absolutely imperative to be competitive with the type of football program we have at the level we are, you know, which is, you know, a top 25 type football program. You have to have that resource and that access to be able to practice and train in an indoor facility like that. It's just kind of standard in our industry now. So it is really important. Obviously, there's a recruiting piece to that too. But once we get into it, and once the coaches are and our strength and conditioning staff are utilizing it to train our student athletes, I think they'll realize even more so how much of it was needed, how much of a difference it can make. You know, of course, the programs I've been around have access to facilities like that, and it's just in constant use. So you realize real quick what kind of an asset that is.
Yeah. Laird, man, this was great.
Thank
stuff
you,
as
Laird.
Always. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. Go Tigers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He is Laird Veach, AD, over there at the University of Memphis. Interesting stuff. A few things from that. One is everybody's going to get tested. They've partnered with a lab, which I think is interesting. They've partnered with a lab,
yep.
And everybody is going to be tested upon their arrival on campus, student-athletes and anyone that's going to have interactions with them, which I think is a great step. Secondly, he says he believes fans will be part of the process in some way, shape, or form.
He's a man of faith.
Yeah.
And I respect it.
Yeah. And I think that's a, you know, you see a lot of people take that sort of approach. Like, I just believe it will work out the way it's supposed to work out. I don't rule it out. I think we're going to have fans in some places. We're not going to have fans in others. You know, I don't rule that out. Interesting stuff. So there you have it. Laird Veach, AD, over there at the University of Memphis. Appreciate his time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.